cost to handle it, dispatch it, close it out.
Well, I see what you're saying, too. You're making sure that we don't say, well, they touched it and you touched it, so we both get
50-50.
What I'm saying is kind of in between. No, don't go all the way necessarily to actual dispatch calls, but know that what is the process? If I call in 911, I live in the city limits of Branson, it goes to the county.
Okay.
What's the process?
The process is...
You say, hey, what's my address or where are you at? And I say, I'm downtown Branson.
Are you calling from a landline?
No, I'm calling from I was calling from a landline, I wouldn't be getting to you guys. It would have gone straight to Branson.
Okay. If you're calling from...
I'm on a cell phone.
You're on a cell phone.
Uh-huh.
In a perfect world, it would...
I'm not talking about a perfect world.
Okay.
I'm sitting in downtown Branson. I'm at the landing.
You're at the landing.
And I call 911, and it ends up over here at the Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm in the city limits of Branson.
So it hit a tower and it came to the sheriff's
department. So
it hit the tower, came to the sheriff's department. They realize then, because they've asked you the right questions, they realize that you are in the city limits of Branson. They then say whatever their terminology is, and they get you with Harold and his staff. Then they dispatch it to... If you need an ambulance, and it's...
Now, at that time, the ambulance is already listening, are they not?
At this time, yes.
So the ambulance is already kind of knowing...
They already
know.
Yes. And then
the fire department doesn't.
No. And they take that to completion at the Branson PSAP.
How long does it take to get from me calling you, I say you, me calling and getting the sheriff's department sending me to Branson? 2 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds?
It takes 2 seconds to get from you calling to the equipment recognizing that and for the sheriff's department to
recognize. They go through their spiel, and that's how long does it take?
Right.
Roughly 30 seconds.
Probably. Okay. And then now, do I have to go through the same spiel with you guys?
It depends on
how it was handed off.
Technicality on how it's handed off, it should be, hey, this is a medical call or this is an emergency call.
Am I hearing that or is that them to you?
You should be hearing that because you should not be muted on anything on the transfer.
Okay.
You should be able to hear that we are given the address and stuff of where you're at.
So you got they got 30 seconds.
You're going to get another 30 to build the call.
Let's say you don't dispatch. How much time do you have in it?
Depending on what situation. I mean, it's...
I guess I'm trying to figure out.
If it's a pocket dial. If it's a pocket dial or anything like that.
Dial, it's not
you're still killing 30 seconds plus, depending on what it is, because if it's a pocket dial, they might be on there, and we listen to try to figure out what's going on.
But again, if it's a pocket dial, it's not going to get transferred to you guys anyways.
If it's the ambulance, does the ambulance pick it up right then and just drop off?
They overhear all 911 calls. They will listen in on 911 calls. Once we figure out that it is a medical and location, we will transfer it to TCA.
But they're already listening, knowing that it's about to happen. Mm-hmm. It's kind of neat.
For now.
I sat there and watched them. It's amazing. Yeah. They are. They're picking it up and getting your location right then.
Do you have anything to add? Okay. Just curious. I guess we either need to... I still would like to answer my... I would like an answer to my question about the percentages as far as... Which, to answer, is probably going to be best going straight numbers. If you get 1,000 calls, half go to Branson, half go to Sheriff's Department. And then half of the Sheriff's Department have to go back to Branson? Or is it no, we fix those percentages... automatically, but I guess need to know what those percentages were. What are the percentages based on when you talk about the, what'd you call it?
Assisted.
Mm-hmm. I would like to know how those numbers come about. Because I think with those numbers, then we can more accurately know true numbers, who's getting what, and who's getting the expenses. Right now, Branson's getting, roughly 500,000? I'm just going to, is it 480 or 486,000?
No, it's...
No, total. And then Branson's getting like 55% of it or something, and we're getting 45%. I say we, the county,
it's
the sheriff's department.
It's approximately 50-50. I mean, it's...
Are you trying for money paid?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in 2000... Oh, just Branson?
No, both.
It's not been 50-50 then.
200 and... In 2017, Branson got $249,426.78.
What did the sheriff's department get?
$232,132.30.
So it's roughly a 50, 53, 55 to 40, whatever it is. If the majority of the calls are being handled and stay with the sheriff's department, I think those numbers are skewed. Do you disagree with that?
No.
So we just need to find out. Now, if they're not specifically being handled and staying with the sheriff's department, and it is more of a 50-50, then those numbers aren't skewed. I don't think the current way we're doing it with the three lowest, two highest, and five highest is the best way to do it. And that might be funds taken away from you guys. Might be funds added to you guys. More than likely, it's going to be funds taken away, which I know you don't like to hear.
And in fact, Commissioner, back to the original comment, we just want to be at the table.
You just want to be at the table, yeah. No, I understand that.
Okay.
So, but we still need to make sure we serve the citizens and the visitors of the area.
Absolutely.
So, how do we best do that?
I think Jamie would like to speak, finance director. Do you want to come to the mic?
We care, but we'll still let you.
There's an extra chair.
I'll be very quick. And the clerks also need your name.
Jamie Rauch, finance director for the city of Branson. So just one thing that I wanted to say is we want to be completely open and transparent and make sure that we are all on level. So if we find out that we're doing apples to apples and it does make sense, and I'm sure everybody's okay with that. But the biggest thing, and what Jeff has already touched to, is just the monthly reports is not really a negotiation factor for us because, yes, it is, it's numbers, but when you're redoing a contract, what we would like to see is saying, hey, here's what I'm going to recommend. What are your thoughts on this based on the information that I've given you in the past? And then coming back and letting our staff review those numbers based on what we do and letting y'all do it and then coming together to see what works for both parties and then bringing it maybe to the commissioners for our combined recommendation that we're already all in agreement.
The problem is that process takes way too long, and we've got till Wednesday.
You're right.
So now here's another thing.
We had such short time. Yes.
Well, but this was brought to our attention, I believe, last week as well.
So. One day last week, Wednesday.
But anyways, that's beside the point. I think the key thing in all that you just said is apples to apples.
Yes.
And I think as long as we get apples to apple numbers, we're fair. All three of us are, I mean, we're not.
Harold, did I hear you say, and Tammy agreeing, that with the new equipment, we will have better access to actual numbers?
Yes.
It will keep track of, my understanding is it will keep track of everything when it's transferred to another agency, how long you are on, the average time amounts, and everything. It's supposed to take care of all that.
So we do need to come up with the best figures that we can between now and Wednesday to get this signed, and then...
Well, and I'm sure there's some sort of... I really don't know. Is there a way to... We're not going to come up with an answer by Wednesday. So then what happens? Is it just an agreement? No funds can be distributed until after we get an agreement done. 911 will still function. They'll still receive calls. We'll still receive calls. It's just the disbursement of how much money we're going to be disbursing.
We already have a contract in place for... or an agreed upon funds for 2018, but budget. But I don't know how that's affected because it's,
we just can't pay them until we have a contract.
Yes.
Either, I would assume.
But we wouldn't be paying until the end of the year anyway.
Anyway, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So it's something we need to, I could be wrong. I think we have more time than just till Wednesday. But we do need to get it buttoned back up and get the agreement.
What were you basing your information on when you said Wednesday a while ago then?
I was thinking that I was told that the contract was...
Oh, I didn't know. I was just going on.
What's the renewal date on this one to start?
June 13th.
So I'm assuming it ended June 12th, or it will end June 12th of 2018. But I've not looked at the old contract recently, so I'd say it was 2 years ago when I looked at that contract. And I don't know that you want to use historical data because it looks like previous years, 25%, 75%. So.
Yeah, I mean, last year was a jump for us. It's typically $230,000 that we receive, and last year was $240,000.
That's because you guys gave raises. Mm-hmm. So, again, it was based off of...
We do the average every year, so based on the contractor and the service. Yep. So, and we've had some dispatchers that have been there well over 20 years, so obviously they are going to...
What about jailers? You got any jailers that have been there over 20 years?
I mean, obviously the ones that have longevity there are going to make more. It's just sense. That's why we average the top and the bottom to try to come to some fair...
And I understand that, and I appreciate that. Your three lowest and two highest is still more than our five highest. It's not a fair way of doing things. Goes back to apples and apples.
And Tammy, you're getting your data from what is actually originated, what's received at. And based upon
calls received.
Okay. And I was first thinking, based upon that the hands that touched it, you should be paid for each time hands that touched it. But I was looking at it from the city of Branson's point of view, thinking if you touched it, you should receive something. I was forgetting the part that also the Sheriff's Department
is touching it, yeah.
So perhaps then going back to
that. But you also have to remember that sometimes the call goes back and forth 2-3 times in some of my data.
Why would it ever do that?
Sometimes there's a call.
The same call and Sheriff's Department transfers to Branson. Branson transfers it back to Sheriff. Sheriff transfers it back to...
I will have one call where I show... It will go to, they have multiple positions in their PISA. So it'll go to what is called Branson 1, so that's seat 1. And then it will go to, it'll go to Sheriff 1, and then it'll go to Branson 2. For whatever reason, maybe they've lost the caller, and then it goes back to, maybe the caller hung up. And it goes back. So that is something that I may have to go call by call to get you the data.
Does that happen 100 times out of the 50,000 calls? Or does
it happens a lot.
Really? Do you have any, can you speak to that any?
To be perfectly honest, sometimes when people will call in, you'll ask, okay, what is the address of your emergency? Well, I'm at such and such. Okay. Then you will end up talking to them for a few minutes, or say Taney County answers it. You may say, well, I'm in Branson. You know, I've got this kind of an emergency. They transfer it to us. We'll talk to them for a minute or so to try to figure out, well, nothing ever happened in Branson. They might be standing there, but nothing happened there. Say they had had a previous assault. They don't want medical. They don't want anything. They just want to file a report. They call 911. They may be standing at the landing, but it happened up on Mount Branson.
Gotcha.
So then it's... They will say, well, I'm at Branson Landing.
It's a jurisdictional issue.
It is a jurisdictional issue a lot of the time, and that's what most of that happens.
Well, and a lot of people.
Coming from the general public.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they get confused or they're excited, and sometimes those happen.
Well, and I'm assuming that's the employees are trained to filter through that information to make it as accurate and quick as possible. Mm-hmm. It's just like even with us. Lakeshore Drive is actually the Eastern District, but yet I still get a lot of... Which is fine, and I'm sure you get stuff that it's like, well, wait a minute, this is, so.
But like you just answer any call and do the best you can with it.
Every time.
Not me. If it's on Sheila's side, we gotta talk to Sheila. I'm teasing.
We try very hard to do the best that we can with everything. And Taney County does.
Well, especially calling 911.
Don't take this as us against them any which way whatsoever.
No.
They do an awesome job.
And I can see a lot of calls getting dropped just from traveling.
If you're driving down the road with all the hills and stuff,
yep.
It may get dropped. It may be.
Okay. Well, what's the next step? How do we come up with a better number so we can make sure we're comparing apples to apples? Is that something that you guys and
the